Thanks, Blessing Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Saturday, May 21st, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Gibbs Dube. Here are our top stories this evening. A Mandela Washington fellow says Zimbabwe should invest heavily in solar energy.
Despite the fact that we're going to learn a lot of tricks about running a successful business, I feel like I'm going to get the opportunity to have exposure to solar businesses in America.
Some Zimbabweans are worried about the work of the Human Rights Commission. And as usual, we'll focus on women's issues. Stay tuned. A Mandela Washington fellow, Mehluli Dube, says Zimbabwe should invest heavily in solar energy to tackle its long-running electricity shortages. Mr. Dube, founder of a company called SolarTech Africa, says he's happy to be among 60 Zimbabwean youths headed for the United States next month to pursue business and leadership studies under the fellowship program. Dube will be stationed at Rutgers University in New Jersey. He talks to Studio 7 reporter Ntukamili Gomo.
I'm actually happy to be one of the members who have been selected for the YALI 2016. I think that's one of the great opportunities in my life. And in this chain of business, I think I'm quite happy about it.
How do you think this fellowship will help you advance your work?
Despite the fact that we're going to learn a lot of tricks about running a successful business, I feel like I'm going to get the opportunity to have exposure to solar businesses in America. Most of the successful solar companies or solar businesses, you find them in America, even though they are there in other countries. But the ones that I look up to, they're in America. Probably that's when I will also get an opportunity to see firsthand how they do their things and what they have actually done on the ground.
And which ones are these?
I would name SolarCity, Sun Edison, but the one that I admire the most is SolarCity. They've done quite a good job.
Tell us about your company. When was it founded and how is it doing?
SolarTech Africa was launched in March 2014. I would say that at first we invested quite a lot in trying to educate people about solar. Just a few people really appreciate how solar works or the benefits of going solar. But you'll find that the majority of the people, they didn't fully understand exactly the benefits that can be derived from using solar. So we had to actually invest a lot of money getting to educate people instead of marketing to sell. So now we are in that stage of actually saying that almost a good number of people do understand exactly what the benefits of solar are. We are now trying to get them to use solar, which means we are now trying to get them to buy our solar systems. So I wouldn't really be quick to judge whether we are doing well or what, but I hope we'll be doing well, given the fact that electricity is a big problem, not only in Zimbabwe, but Africa in general. And we need it, and we need it like yesterday. So the most convenient way to get more people to have access to electricity is to go solar.
Mandela Washington fellow Mehluli Dube on the line with reporter Ntukamili Gomo from Australia. Some Zimbabweans say the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission has to publicize itself more to ordinary people so that it can be able to fulfill its mandate of promoting, protecting and enforcing human rights in the country. Our correspondent Daura Eshaba reports.
Some local residents who spoke to Studio 7 during a roadshow conducted by the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission at Sexile Shopping Center in the Nkulumane High Density Suburb said they were not aware of the existence of the commission and that it needed to do more in order to be able to carry out its work. One of the locals who owns a commuter omnibus and only identified himself as Moyo said police on the country's roads appear to be violating people's rights. Moyo said ZHRC needs to teach ordinary people more about such issues.
You go to a roadblock. You are taught of something that you never knew about, and you are taught that this is a crime. We are now impounding your car. Then I have to foot all the bills. My car is impounded. There are cars, those cars that they hire to take your car, you have to pay them. But I wouldn't have agreed. So I think the Human Rights Commission, maybe they should be more effective in teaching people in the public.
Another resident, Shadrach Chinembiri, said the publicity campaign is welcome and noted that the commission should not use the promotion as a bid to get more funding without offering relevant help to ordinary people.
On the other side, I can say yes, it's of much benefit because it makes people know of them. But now, my worry is, after being known, is it of any benefit to the ordinary person, or they want to be known for their own benefit, such that they will get more funding from their donors?
ZHRC is carrying out the campaign dubbed Taking Human Rights to the People in collaboration with the Zimbabwe Human Rights Association, the Zimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights, and the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum. ZHRC Commissioner Setule Moyo confirmed that the campaign was mooted after a survey showed that few people are aware of the commission's activities. She said the commission decided to collaborate with some organizations that are already involved in similar work in order to highlight its duties.
Did a baseline survey, and yes, some people didn't know us, so we felt that there is a need for us to go into communities so that people would then get to know about the commission and its mandate. We're an independent commission. We decide who we'll partner with. And at the end of the day, what we want is the promotion of human rights and the observance of human rights.
Kenias Shonai, a lawyer with the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum, said although government has sometimes seen civic society organizations as intruding in the work of promoting human rights, it is imperative for such organizations to carry out such work in order to complement government efforts.
Government and quasi-government organizations are stakeholders in this whole human rights environment. So we cannot work separately. Of course, there are certain areas where the government or its arms might feel that the civic society organizations are actually intruding. But we'll be doing our work as mandated by our constitutions.
The publicity campaign, which has already been carried out in Harare, will move to Mapisa in Matabele and South Smatobo district at the end of the week and Binga next month. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shala.
Don't forget the Girls and Youth Development Show with Nyaratso Mashao Mombe will give you what you want next week. Don't miss it. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Ethiopia is facing the worst drought the country has experienced in half a century. Triggered by El Nino, the drought follows two consecutive poor harvests, a disaster in this country of 90 million people, where the vast majority subsist on rain-dependent agriculture. In the worst-hit areas, the drought has killed nearly all crops. Failed crops means little food for people and no fodder for livestock, causing cattle to die by the hundreds of thousands. And then in April, torrential rains began to drench the cement-hard soil of the parched Ethiopian countryside, causing flooding and displacing thousands of people. Today, some 10 to 20 million Ethiopians are in need of aid. An estimated 435,000 children need treatment for severe acute malnutrition, and up to 2.5 million children, pregnant women, and nursing mothers are in need of supplementary feeding. The United States announced that it is adding $128 million to the more than $570 million we have already delivered to Ethiopia, said Acting Assistant Administrator for the Bureau of Democracy, Conflict, and Humanitarian Affairs, Thomas Stahl. This new funding underscores the United States' commitment to working with Ethiopia to prevent this drought from becoming a humanitarian catastrophe, he said. The funds will provide fundamental humanitarian aid, including relief, food assistance, safe drinking water, malnutrition treatment, mobile health teams, and seeds for planting. This contribution supports the food requirement needed for the next 3 critical months. But so much more is needed. Ethiopia has requested aid to the tune of $1.4 billion. The United States is delivering vitally important humanitarian aid to the Ethiopian people, and we call on our friends and partners to join us in alleviating this potential humanitarian disaster.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
And as usual, it's now time for the Women's Forum.
Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight, we're gladly joined by the Secretary General of Women of Dominion International, Mrs. Rebecca Makai, who will be speaking with us about the 5th annual Women of Dominion Conference that will be held in Delaware here in America next month from the 16th to the 19th. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Mrs. Makai.
Thank you, Marvelous. God bless you.
Tell us about your conference. How are the preparations so far?
This is our 5th year. We are celebrating 5 years since we started Women of Dominion, and we are really excited. We are celebrating women of Zimbabwe coming together. And as we are talking right now, there are so many issues on the table that needs awareness, drive to women of Zimbabwe, especially what is going on in our country. And we are expecting women from all over United States of America. We are also expecting women from Zimbabwe. We are also expecting women from outside United States of America, like UK, Australia, Canada.
What is your theme for this year?
The theme for this year is showers of blessing. That's the theme for this year. But this is what I believe, because of our theme, when we talk of showers of blessing, it's like a prayer that we are asking to have showers of blessing so that we will be able to use those blessings to bless our nation back home and change the lives of women here in America and back home. So showers of blessing is our prayer to God this year, 2016.
What is the importance of having such a gathering, especially bringing together women from the United States and all other diasporas and Zimbabwe?
Bringing women together like this helps us to empower each other, not to focus on ourselves and our families only, but to remove that selfishness and bring women together. This breaks the barriers of, I go to this church, I am a Catholic, I'm a Methodist, I am a Pentecostal. This conference breaks all those barriers. We are creating a new thing among Zimbabweans, and we are encouraging people to be kingdom-minded more than being just a religious person. So it is a forum whereby we empower Zimbabwean women to do more. As you know, we are right now, we have Women of Dominion, group of women who do projects for albinos in Zimbabwe, helping children who are in need right now. It's all emanating from this gathering of these women together. So we gather together to empower women of Zimbabwe, to encourage women of Zimbabwe to rise together, to be united and be one, to stand in the gap for our nation. As we gather together, we encourage people to say, we are Zimbabwe. Nobody is going to come from somewhere to build a nation of Zimbabwe. If we don't build it, nobody's going to do it.
Who are some of the speakers that your conference goers can look forward to that you're going to be featuring at this conference?
Our main speaker is Pastor Rudo Rwizi. She is an overseer, a seasoned woman of God who has been in ministry for a very long time. Rudo Rwizi, she comes from Forward in Faith Ministries, and she is a teacher of the word. And she is a woman who has walked a long journey under the apostleship of the servant of God, Dr. E.H. Kuti. And she's going to be a speaker at this conference. And she talks at different forums right now as I talk to you. She's in in London on Women Leadership Conference. She is a seasoned preacher and a speaker. So I encourage women to come, and we have women from all over who are going to be speaking. We have different ministries, and we also have Zimbabwean women who are in business who also be speaking. We have Zimbabwean women who have managed to break through in a lot of areas in America, and they are going to be speaking at this conference to encourage other women to say we can do it, and yes, we can. So we have so many different speakers.
I know that on the sidelines of this conference, you often have some very interesting workshops. What do you have in store this year?
Yeah, it's very exciting because we have a workshop for daughters, because right now we are talking about our daughters in Kuwait, and we have a workshop. We have daughters coming all the way from Chicago who will be talking about how to remain a Zimbabwean woman, is to equip these girls to be proud of their nation. And we are also going to have another group of workshops that will be teaching about marriages, how to keep our marriages together. We also have workshops that will be teaching about how to start businesses. We also have workshops that will be teaching about how to live a healthy life here in America and back home. We are also teaching about how to start non-profit organizations.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Mrs. Rebecca Makai, who is the Secretary General of Women of Dominion, for having been our guest here on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Thank you very much, Marvelous. I encourage all the women all over wishing to come from other nations to come and support the women of Zimbabwe on this conference that is being held from the 16th of June to the 19th of June. Please come and be part of this conference. It's going to be a blessing to you. God bless you.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
Thanks very much, Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye. Call me maybe, here is my number. That is the music of Carly Rae Jepsen coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington. Now to recap today's top stories. A Mandela Washington fellow says Zimbabwe should invest heavily in solar energy. And some Zimbabweans are worried about the work of the Human Rights Commission. That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 with Chris Gande. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Wishing you a pleasant evening and a very, very good night.